Joining us now on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Newton boys basketball coach Jason Carter. And Jason, we kind of look back on the year, finished at 12-11 overall, 4-7 in the conference. And your initial thoughts on how the team did this year?
I'm incredibly proud of how these boys continue to get better throughout the season. I think most preseason polls had us winning like 8 or 9 games this year. Basically brought back one returning starter and then our sixth man, and then everyone else was playing pretty much their first varsity minutes. So, you know, to finish the season 12-11 with the 13th toughest schedule in our class out of 64 teams, you know, I'm pretty proud of how we finished. And I thought, you know, the kids got better over the course of the season. And we won a lot of close games, too. So, you know, that's something that I'm really proud of the kids for, finding ways to win close games. Because, you know, winning a lot of those close games can make a big difference, you know, in the terms of your final record. So top to bottom, I'm really proud of how the kids battled. You know, ultimately, we're never going to be completely satisfied if we don't. Our goal every year is to make it to the state tournament. And make a run at winning a championship. So, you know, we're proud of how the kids played, but at the same time, there's a balance between, you know, being proud of what we've done and what we accomplished, because we work hard to get there, but, you know, keeping that motivation to continually work to be better the next season. So,
not probably one of the more athletic teams you've had, but they really put in the work and played hard every game.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, athleticism absolutely helps, but playing smart and taking care of the basketball can go a long way too. So, you know, that we put a lot of urgency into taking care of the ball. You know, I think we finished the season probably averaged less than 10 turnovers or right around, which is pretty good. I would imagine we finished pretty high up there in turnover margin compared to our opponents over the course of the season. So, you know, and rebounding is something we got better at over the course of the season. You know, being undersized, that's another, you know, really important thing that you can stay in games if you can rebound and take care of the ball and defend. You know, no matter, you know, how athletic we are from one season to the next, if we can do those three things, we can compete, most games, so.
We'll talk now about some of the seniors you're losing. One of them really just came on, kind of out of the blue. Landon Bozarth, he had quite a year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I can't say enough about Landon. He had a tremendous year. He had a solid JV last year. We knew he definitely had potential to have a great year this year. You know, but he absolutely surpassed all the expectations we had for him coming into this year. You know, he just did everything for us. He was actually the only player in our conference to finish top 10 in scoring, assists, and rebounding.
Wow.
That played every single game. Yeah, he was the only player that finished in those three major categories in the top 10. So, you know, really proud of him. You know, he was just really solid for us all year, just did whatever we asked him to do. He had nights where he'd score a bunch, nights where he'd assist a bunch, nights where he'd get, you know, 6-8 rebounds. And he did it pretty consistently all year. So, you know, and he was a kid that could play almost the entire game and not drop off. Yeah. You know, his conditioning was fantastic. Just tremendous attitude. You know, incredibly proud of him. And finished first team all conference. So, which is the first team all conference kid we've had since 2023, a state year. So, we have only had a handful of first team all conference kids in the past 6 or 7 years. So, you know, really proud of him for making that. Says a lot, you know, in a conference that's as tough as ours, you know, pretty stacked, and you get 5 of those, you know, 7 or 8 all conference kids coming from 2 teams usually.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was a great year for him.
Definitely. We're recapping the season with Newton boys basketball coach Jason Carter. Of course, Cade Bauer was a focus of a lot of defenses, trying to shut him down, and he had his nights.
Yeah, you know, Cade is an incredible shooter, and we knew that coming in. He's been a good shooter, you know, his entire high school career, you know, and we knew that teams were going to be focusing on him and really. Chasing him off every single screen and everywhere he went, so they're going to be kind of glued to him. But again, that didn't affect Cade and how he played. Whether he was scoring or not, he just didn't care. He's just a selfless kid. And he encouraged his teammates to, you know, be more aggressive in those games where they were really kind of just not helping off of him, because that opens up driving lanes and some other things for some other guys. So You know, Cade is just the ultimate team player. And again, he had nights where he scored zero, and he had nights where he hit eight threes. So, yeah. But again, either way, he helped his teammates, and you know, he rebounded really well this year. Got much better defensively this year. So, you know, he was a big part of our success over the course of the season as well.
And then Creighton Andrew, who signed a letter of intent already to go play college, he just kind of did his thing, kind of unsung type of player.
Yeah, absolutely. And Creighton, again, is a kid that he just wanted to help the team, and he wanted to win. You know, he was one of the ones early in the season, too, that, and you know, we knew Bubba could play, you know, early, but we wanted him to kind of earn it and work his way up. And he's like, man, you got to get any and Creighton was one of those guys who was like, man, we got to give Bubba some time up here. And knowing that Bubba could take some of his minutes. So, again, just an ultimate team guy, great attitude. You know, all the kids, you know, you probably heard some of the Captain Creighton chants over the course of the year. But, again, he kind of earned that title, and the kids joke around about it. But he earned that title because he's a leader. He's always encouraging, always motivating, you know, the kids in practice and in games. He just wanted to win and compete every single day, and a just really fun kid to coach.
And then the other seniors saw quite a bit of playing time. Christian Ergenbry, he started early and then kind of gave up some playing time when Grant Osby came along at the end of the season, but he did his part as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, he just played his role. You know, he came in and did everything we asked him to do. I ended up losing some time to Grant over the course of the year because, I mean, Grant figured some things out over the course of the year, which, again, we're really proud of him and excited to have him over the next couple of years. But sometimes you can't teach 6'6". So, and he came in and he was able to help us rebounding stuff. But, you know, Christian, you know, really was solid defensively and really just understood the game really, really well, and allowed him to play quite a bit over the course of this year. So, and again, he was just a kid that came in, had a good attitude, and worked hard all year and played a lot of varsity basketball for us.
Definitely. Next year, you're going to have some players back with more playing time than you've had before. Dawson Mackey especially. Of course, Caden Klein's back as well. And Grant Osby came on last about 11 games, I think, of the season, roughly, that got in there. So your thoughts on next year and finally having maybe a big guy in the middle and what more that can allow you to do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're super excited with the talent we have coming back next year and some of the size, and not just Grant, you know, Jackson Riney is a bigger kid he's a freshman, going to be a sophomore, so he's got some size, and I think that really helped you know, Grant too, because those two got to go up against each other a little bit and compete, and then against the varsity guys too, who being able to be in that practice where there's a lot more physicality than what they're used to. Both of them got a ton better this year, and you know, Dawson had a really good season. You know, Bubba came on and ended up playing a ton of minutes, so yeah, we're really excited, and our JV team, you know, as a whole, it has a lot of guys that gave a ton of minutes, and we played like 10, 11 guys on our JV team this year. And I'm excited to see, you know, how they compete over this summer, because there's a lot of guys where there's not a huge disparity between their games. So I'm excited to see those guys compete and, you know, fight for playing time next year. I think we got a lot of talent coming up. We got some kids that can really score the ball coming up. So we just need to get them adjusted to the physicality of the varsity level. You know, Brody Wapshaw is a kid that can really, really shoot the ball really, really well, and had multiple games where he made 3+ threes in JV games. You know, Henry Allen can really shoot it. Carter Holmes got really, really a lot better this year. So, you know, we have a lot of those kids, you know, got a lot better this year. So we're really excited to get into the summer and continue to develop those kids and watch them compete.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for talking to us all year long. We appreciate it. It's been fun following the team.
Absolutely. Thank you for all you've done for us this year, Randy. Appreciate it.
It's Jason Carter joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, the Newton Head boys basketball coach.